Jim Galloney is director of the OASIS program office, and you have two RFPs on the street now, draft RFPs for OASIS. Tell me what they are and tell me what's included in them, the difference between the two, please.
Sure. So we have OASIS and OASIS Small Business. OASIS is going to be competed through full and open competition. OASIS Small Business is a 100% small business set-aside. Both contracts are for our complex integrated professional services. So we're talking about things like logistics, engineering, science, financial management, management consulting, and project management, and particularly requirements that span multiple disciplines, bringing together a group of partners to provide a solution to the government that covers multiple disciplines, that might include a variety of contract types, a mix of services and products to get a total solution. Things like that.
What have agencies been using to get those kinds of services now? Why did you think that there was a need to go about, to put OASIS on the street for them to be able to procure this stuff?
So GSA has a variety of multiple award schedules for these individual disciplines. What we don't have is a contract that covers multiple disciplines cleanly. And there are predominantly in the current environment, agencies are doing their own full and open competitions. So what that means is they're spending a lot of internal resources, time, money to put basic contracts in place that then they use for, you know, singular requirements. With OASIS, GSA will do that legwork, and then that contract or those contracts will be available to the entire government so that the government customers can focus on mission-specific tasks, providing oversight to the work, et cetera, rather than doing this basic contracting. That's really part of GSA's mission statement, is to provide these types of vehicles to customers so they can focus on their mission more successfully.
Now, my notes say that this will provide agencies with more flexible full-service options. Is that what that refers to,
Absolutely.
That flexibility?
That's right. So at the task order level, agencies have a lot of flexibility to incorporate their own clauses, to define their requirements, to obviously select the appropriate industry partner through a competitive process, to establish pricing and through the competitive process to make sure they're getting the best value for their money, and then to oversee their tasks. They don't have to worry about some of the more basic contracting functions like monitoring contract performance overall, et cetera, the things that we're going to do here at GSA for them.
Now, we've heard from any number of industry people who are talking about the dialogue that went on before this draft this pair of draft RFPs hit the street. Tell me about that dialogue from your point of view, the kinds of things you were asking industry to tell you about, the things that you wanted to know from them, and kind of that back and the content of that back and
sure,
forth.
Sure, yeah. We've been trying to be very transparent with this process and getting a lot of feedback from industry. I have a blog on our website, which is interact.gsa.gov. There's a community for OASIS. We've got thousands of industry partners participating in that community. There's been about 500-plus comments back and forth between them and us, discussing various aspects of the acquisition. This is a new contract. It's not replacing anything. It's a new territory for us. So we wanted to make sure that we're getting feedback from industry each step of the way. We ask about particular certifications, for example, that may or may not be relevant to the scope of work. We've asked about subcontracting and small business support and different topics like that, and try to provide regular updates on what we're doing so that industry has a channel to provide feedback and to get information about the contract. It's been very successful. We've gotten a lot of very valuable feedback that's gone into shaping these documents, and that process is continuing.
What were some of the things, if anything, that you heard through that feedback process that maybe you hadn't thought of or didn't take into account when you first started the process that has now made its way into the draft RFPs?
Well, I think one good example is certifications. You know, we're trying to predict future success when we do a contract like this. There's a large variety of potential requirements, but nothing necessarily specific at this point in time. So we're trying to guess in the future what companies are most likely to successfully provide, you know, good results to the government. And so, you know, one of these areas is, are there industry certifications that demonstrate a corporate competence or a level of quality within a company? And there are a lot of certifications out there. There are things like ISO, ISO 9000, CMM, other certifications. But what we wanted to get feedback from industry on was, you know, are these relevant to our statement of work? Does this really indicate potential success, or is it more of just an exercise in going through a process and getting a check on a box somewhere? And so we got a lot of good feedback about that. We have in the current RFPs scoring for different certifications. We're continuing to ask if we've got that right. Are these things appropriately rated in the draft RFP and the evaluation process? And it's an ongoing dialogue. So I'd say that's one area where we've gotten a lot of very useful feedback.
Jim Galloney of GSA is here talking about the OASIS draft requests for proposal. And also in my notes, more than 60 responders that you met with on one-on-one sessions. Tell me about those sessions and, again, the feedback there and the things that you heard.
Right. One thing in this outreach with industry that we heard is for a lot of companies, it's challenging to respond to a blog from the government because there are layers of approval internally before they can post a response. They may not want to share their questions or concerns with potential competitors. So we wanted to provide another outlet for industry to meet with us and to have a conversation. And so what we did was we asked industry to provide a white paper on the potential scope of the contract. And those that did, we then met with in these one-on-one sessions. You know, so it's not about networking or corporate capabilities or kind of generic marketing. It's really focused on the acquisition. We're going to do that again in response to the draft. So we're going to ask, and there'll be a blog going up about this very soon. We're going to ask companies to provide yet another white paper with their comments on the draft. Not questions. That's a separate process. But their thoughts on our approach. Are we getting it right? What are the strengths, weaknesses, areas that we can improve? And we'll set up those meetings and have them come in for about a half hour and just meet with our team to talk through those issues. And again, we get a lot of very valuable feedback that way. And in fact, a lot of companies tell us that they much prefer the one-on-one dialogue because they can be a little bit more free in what they say than in a public forum like a web blog.
On individual conversations like that, though, did you detect any themes or anything that you heard on an ongoing basis from a variety of different voices?
In the early rounds, since we really didn't have a specific document for them to react to, it was a lot of just general concerns. I think there's been a lot of concern about, you know, what will OASIS be? What is the extent? How does it compare to the various information technology contracts that we have, for example? We try to keep those lines clear that OASIS is not duplicating existing vehicles. It's complementing what's there and filling a gap. So we had that conversation with different partners. Issues about how to handle small businesses, how to make sure that the contract is something that you know, we're getting the right companies, have the capabilities that can demonstrate those capabilities successfully, those kind of things. But at a general level, I would suspect the second round of one-on-ones where they now have specific documents to react to will be much more focused on some of the specifics. And the initial feedback we've been getting has been along those lines, questions about particular requirements, particular scoring issues, about the scope, just trying to clarify exactly what we're trying to accomplish at GSA so that they can craft their proposals accordingly.
Now, the duplication question was one that I heard about and that Jason Miller, my colleague, heard about as he was doing reporting on this. What was your case to these industry people as you told them this isn't duplicating something that we're already doing?
Sure. So we had to develop a business case both internally at GSA to move forward with the vehicle and then with OMB to get their blessing. We did post that through their Max portal and been getting feedback from customers as well as industry on this issue. And really, as I said, the vast majority of these types of requirements are being accomplished through one-off, full and open competitions that are agency-specific to particular requirements. And so what we're trying to do is put this vehicle in place that then people can place tasks against. If you're familiar with the GWACs, the government-wide acquisition contracts in the IT field, they serve a very similar role in contrast to or alongside the IT schedule, Schedule 70 and SOOP and contracts like that. We supplement that with these other contracts. OASIS will play a very similar role in the professional services arena where it will complement the existing contracts that are focused on commercial items and services in, again, fairly well-defined disciplines. We're capturing the piece of the market that's crossing multiple disciplines in these more complex integration projects for professional services as opposed to information technology.
So what does the timeline look like from here, Jim? Where do we go now?
So we're going to have an industry day in mid-May, and we'll I think we've announced the date. We'll announce specifics about that soon on the blog, and the second round of one-on-ones will follow the industry day. We'll take all the comments we've got both from industry and from customers. We have a customer working group that we convene periodically representing DOD and civilian agencies. We'll get their feedback as well. We'll make whatever changes are necessary to the RFPs and issue them hopefully in the summer, late summer timeframe. Depend on the comments we get. If we're pretty close, then that'll be a quick process. If there are some fairly large issues we need to address, it may take a little longer. But our goal is to get this thing out on the street late summer. Because of our approach, we think that we can evaluate pretty swiftly, probably just within a couple months to get through evaluations, and then announce awards sometime in the fall. And then if we don't get protests, we'll proceed accordingly. If we do, then we'll have to go through that process. It usually takes about 100 days. So in that worst case scenario, we'd be looking to actually proceed with task orders sometime very early 2014.